Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you here, Katrina. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I gotta embarrass you right away.
Just
Katrina came
it.
In here this morning, just jamming. What was that?
Celebrate.
Yeah, celebrate.
Good
celebrate.
Times.
It was
Come
celebrate.
On.
That was awesome. I did not see that coming. I was barely awake. I'm awake now. That was awesome.
You're welcome, everyone.
We are gonna have some fun this morning. This hour alone, we're gonna get into our National Day of Calendar a little bit. I want to talk about this amazing thing that happened to this Alabama couple.
Ooh.
Got another one about some New Year's facts. Want to get into? Maybe we'll do that this hour, maybe next hour. We also will be playing some trivia, as our friends at Quality Foods IGEA have been doing this New Year's basket giveaway with us.
So fun.
We'll be doing that a little bit, probably after Melissa's news. You can listen for it. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. See what other trouble. Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. That means Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friend Phil Hartley and our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Looking forward to that. That should be around 8:35, 8:40, somewhere around there. And then the 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day that I write stories. We will see what other trouble we can get ourselves into.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina and I don't get to hang out that often.
And, so it's trouble. It's
and she's trouble. Our last guest host of the year.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. Looking forward to that. Now, Katrina, before we get too deep into the show, how are things going over at Family Natural Foods?
Hey, things are full swing.
Yeah.
Going good. All is well. Let's see. A couple things to note is New Year's Eve, so Saturday, New Year's Eve, we will be closing early.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock, we'll be closing. And don't think like we're going to be out celebrating too excitedly yet. We're doing inventory,
yeah,
everyone.
I thought that's what was coming, yeah.
I kept saying, Stephen, can we push it for like another week later?
Yeah.
And then it just was like, we're just going to do it. We're going to do it over the holiday. So if you see some cars parked there, it's not because we're open. It's actually because we're doing inventory.
You don't want to come in. You don't want to, not that day.
You don't want to. But we will be open on Saturday from 9 until 1 o'clock. And, of course, there's all sorts of great, like, New Year's foods that you can get there, specialty meats, shrimps, cheese boards, all sorts of fun things. So those are worth coming in beforehand and getting that for sure. And then let's see, I have a couple little other things just to mention. New Year's, right? New year, new you, New Year's, you know, all of the things, right? We're kind of starting to think about our temple, ourselves, like really like mind, body, spirit, all of it. So we just want to mention that whether it's you want to cleanse, like you've never taken a full body cleanse before, or you're like, I want to be healthier, what can I take? Or maybe it's, I want to reduce eating a certain food or a sugar or something. There's so many of us there that can help you guide you through that process, or there's the things there to really guide you through. So we just want to make that point. And also, we love connecting people. So maybe you're like, I want to do, this new year, I want to do jazzercise or something, but hey, there's classes that are taught over here, or like, have you looked at the YMCA for A, B, and C, or you want to take a food cooking class? All right, like, we have our connection point for a lot of different things, and we just like to make that mention so you can come in and ask questions.
That's awesome. That's above and beyond, you know. That really is. It's one thing to help people with stuff in store or answering questions or anything. That's an extension of what you guys do, which is appreciated. It's also including other local businesses, other local nonprofits and everything. And that's a really cool thing to be able to do. It's above and beyond. That's awesome.
Thanks. It's just, I mean, it's something that Grandpa Frank, my dad Mike, I mean, they did it. And like Steven and I, it's like in our bones. We want to do it too. And it's really fuels us. It's what we like to do too. So
I should compliment them,
you
not
should
you.
Be complimenting
I should take
them.
That away from
it's
you.
It's totally not us anymore.
I think you hit on something really good there, Katrina, too, because it's something I wanted to get to when we had a chance either today, tomorrow, one of the shows. I got New Year's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That means New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And the work that I was doing just looking into the topic, the like 5 different articles, and every one of them mentioned one common thing the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that can be a reason why you don't accomplish that goal or even get somewhat halfway through the goal, or what you will, is not having a plan. Is going in, well, I want to lose weight. Well, okay, but what's your plan on
that? What does
that
look like? Yeah.
How much weight? You know, how are you going to lose the weight? And these things, and having a real approach to it. Once you do that, it's not to say, oh, it's a given, it'll happen. It still takes some gut and willpower and all those things.
Absolutely.
But you are so much more prepared when you have that. And a the other thing was a support system.
Yes.
I think what you were saying there, it's interesting. You might not think of it. I don't know if you guys even think of it. But you guys are quite a support system there with things like this. I'm not saying that's your job. Mm-hmm. But you just kind of are when we look at what support is. I'm unsure about something. I need somebody I can go to about it. Mm-hmm. That's you guys. If I'm not sure about something, I can ask you guys these questions. And if you don't have the answer, you'll hunt it down with us.
Yeah.
It's above and beyond. It's very cool. And it's something to keep in mind when you are thinking about these New Year's resolutions. You know, think of Family Natural Foods. Think of your friends over there because they're thinking of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And James, like we've talked about in the past, it's a great time to start a resolution, start something new, because it's a new year. It's a new, like, we're flipping that calendar. It's a new, fresh start. But I also want to remind people that it can happen on January 15th. It doesn't have to happen on January 1st. If you don't have that plan, like James just said, create that plan and then start it instead of just going, all right, willy-nilly, I'm just going to, you know, lose this weight and have no plan.
Yeah.
So absolutely. And definitely that support system is so important.
And I use the losing weight thing because that seems to be the most common one. And it's a good metaphor, good example for this and everything. But if you don't accomplish it on January 15th or January or February 3rd or whatever, it's okay if you lose that weight by July or whatever. It's supposed to be a year goal. We kind of give ourselves the first couple of months, and if something isn't working by March, it's out.
Right.
Sometimes it's even sooner than that.
We're so impatient.
We tend to be. I don't know the rest of the world. They tend to be a little more patient with their resolutions and these things. They're also not as big about it as we are.
Yeah.
So I don't know if those two play into each other. But it's something that you deserve. You deserve to give yourself grace, and whatever it is, if it's big, it's small. If you don't have a resolution, you deserve to go into the next year and really grab it by the horns and everything and enjoy. One of the things I wanted to ask you, especially as you're getting ready for inventory.
So fun. You're smiling, aren't you? Do you want to join us?
I could. I actually am sneaky good at inventory. I don't know how you could be good at inventory, but I've had two different bosses tell me that. When I worked at Cops, we did inventory. And then another place I was, GNC. Mm-hmm. And then at one of the hotels I worked at. But when I was at GNC, it was interesting, especially this time of year. People came in and there was two main things that they were looking to do: cleanse It's cleansing out your body, and then there was the aftermath of that, like repurposing.
Rejuvenating your system, rejuvenating your system, like nourishing it with different things in it.
I know how to. I know the terminology to repair a vehicle, but not a human being.
I love it. Rebuild.
Rebuild
is the word, I think.
That was a cool thing to me because I'd never really heard about that much before about detoxing your body and those things. And this time of year, a lot of people like to do that. That's something else I would imagine, you know, reaching out to you guys about wouldn't be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When it comes to, because this is also another one for anybody who is actually doing live shows right now. There's not many people that are doing live work right now. So this week is kind of ours in some ways. It's kind of fun. but with that, one of the other things I was thinking about, too, is, man, there is not only so much to do or so much to you know, resolution-wise and New Year's-wise and everything. There's so many things that you, like, could do. New Year's resolutions that I'd never heard of before. And I've heard, you know, that's a topic right now. The other one is the year in review. You do your year
so
in review.
Good.
It's that low-hanging fruit that everybody does. And it's honestly kind of fun to me because I love history.
Yes.
And even if it's new history.
Mm-hmm.
So, putting you on the spot, looking at your year in review, and not having to obviously do an extensive or anything like that, but how do you feel things over at Family Natural Foods? How do you feel things for yourself went over the past year?
Okay, year in review for Family Natural Foods. Let's see. I think it went well. I think, let's see, there were some goals we had in 2020, 2021 that kind of had to be pushed on the back burner.
Yeah.
And so, I think this year was the year of, like, let's recall the cement work to get done, or let's redo those things that we wanted to get done. And some of those things happen, and some of them will definitely be on 2023.
Yeah.
Actually, this is interesting. I actually wrote a notes of like hopes of the store.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's almost opposite of what you're saying, but I did write one of like hopes of the store and what people can look forward to, you know, hopes of ours to look forward to for 2023. Yeah. But overall, to summarize the year, I think it was a good year. There was new faces. There's new people in the community that are coming in, and that's really fun to see, having like a little bit more younger youth being interested in their health earlier, which is great.
Yeah.
I think like staff-wise, we had a rockin' year. We had like one of the best staff group that we've had ever. And just like overall, I think it was a good, it was a really good year. I'm giving you very basic information, but
that
it was
works,
good.
That works though. That worked. That's all right. Though. Sometimes it is like that. It's just good to hear that though. That's mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to getting to those hopes of the new year. That is something that I like to do too. Getting into what your hopes are for next year. It's actually one of my main questions on Morning Magazine.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
It's one of those. So looking forward to that. And when it comes to all these things, join your friends over for Family Natural Foods. They're your hours today, same?
Today is 9 until 4, and okay. Then, yep.
Visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, wait until they do open their doors. I mean, they prefer that.
Yeah,
it's one
do.
Of those things. Make sure to do that. You can always also give them a call, 423-3120, and visit them at their website, familynaturalfood.com. Follow them on social media. It is a great follow. You will not be disappointed, everybody. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar. We got plenty more fun coming up. It's Katrina and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning.
And it's time for us to dive in today, December 28th. What is going on with December 28th? Well, it is National Card Playing Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Great day to play some cards.
There's a ton of great card games out there.
There are, and I forget about them until I play them. I go, oh, yeah, that's right.
My dad always makes me mention this because my first job, I was sweeping up hair at my aunt's house. Our aunt's, my aunt was, cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I swept up hair over there and everything. And then worked for my uncle a little bit. But really, my first job was really playing three-card Monty. Learning how to do that and that hustle there and stuff. And I like cards. Cards are
nice.
Fun. I don't play a lot of card games, do you?
I don't. I don't. I like, sometimes in the winter, I do get a little bit more into playing like some card games, but man, it's been a while.
They can be fun though, especially in the winter.
Yes.
Especially in the winter,
yes.
It's a good time for that. It is also National Call a Friend Day.
Oh, always a good day to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Now notice it said call a friend, not text, not
yeah,
you know, direct message.
Old fashioned,
you know,
call.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the other stuff counts. Some friends might be shocked if you called them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking off the top of my head, there's some people I haven't talked to on the phone in almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
like,
think
what?
They what is he calling me for? Probably going to think something's wrong if I call them.
You know how we don't get like snail mail as much anymore?
Yeah.
I feel like calling is becoming that, right?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
You don't call people, you text them. You even say, text, can I call you before you call them?
One of my my coach, you're so right about that, which is the weirdest thing, isn't
right?
it?
Right, like we shouldn't have to do that.
No,
it's
no.
like call. It's okay.
But one of my my co-teachers, Brian, he just got into it with a student like a couple weeks back, or no, actually it was a couple months ago. But he, she hadn't shown up to class for like a month, and he was just calling to see if she was okay. We do this all the time when
yeah.
it comes to students like that. She flipped out on him, like why he was calling her, and you shouldn't call her. Like some of the younger generation don't like that.
Interesting.
Not big on that. Yeah, so,
it's not like you're barging into somebody's house. You're you don't
right.
have to answer the door
yeah,
or the call, right?
Yeah, you don't have to take the call. You don't just let it go to voicemail. You're,
right? Oh man.
It is a good day to do that though,
yes.
especially this time of year, catching up with people maybe you haven't talked to in a while. It seems like a good idea to nationally call a friend day.
I like that.
It is also National Chocolate Candy Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I'm sure everybody got some sort of chocolate after the holidays.
All hail chocolate and its greatness. Chocolate has a history that goes back about, 4,000 years to ancient Mesopotamia, which is present-day Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
While it was originally used as a drink for medical and ritual purposes, over the years, chocolate has evolved from a bitter substance for drinking to a solid sweetened candy that is made with milk. I would say that it still does a little bit of medical purposes. Still helps a little bit with that.
I feel like it's starting to come back as that, actually. Yeah. Like, it's now just starting to have a surge of, oh, this is its other health benefits, but you don't have to put so much sugar in it. This is how it's helpful. But yes.
In 1828, Conrad Johannes van Houten, a Dutch inventor and chemist, figured out a way to produce chocolate in a solid form instead of just a beverage. After solid chocolate bars were made, the chocolate was eventually turned into all sorts of creative types of candies.
Mm, van Houten, I thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Mr. Van Houten. That is a good one. Let's see here. It's also National Short Film Day. This day commemorates the day the motion picture industry was born, when the Lumiere brothers projected a program of short films to a public audience for the first time.
Interesting.
It's where it all began.
So a short film, like, are we talking 10 minutes, 30 minutes? Like, I mean, a typical movie is like 2 to 3 hours, right? So
I believe, especially by the Academy's purposes, a short film can be up to an hour and 15 minutes, and as short as 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
I believe, if that's the criteria, I believe. But really, a short film is, you know, it's funny. A lot of short films are classic films nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's basically no movie that comes out anymore that isn't at least 2.5 hours.
Right.
You know, back in the day, I forget what, like, the call time of, like, Casablanca was, or, like, some of the classics, you know.
Yes.
I'm not talking, like, Gone with the Wind or anything,
right.
But, like, certain movies, they were, like, an hour and 10 minutes, like, something like that. So it's kind of funny to think of a lot of those would be today considered short films in some ways.
You're right. I remember watching White Christmas last year and thinking, oh, wow, it's done. I think it was like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, so not quite a short film, but it was, oh, wow, that was quick.
I kind of hope that we get to a point where we get back to some of that.
Yeah.
I think that the industry keeps wondering what's wrong and why more people aren't going to movie theaters and this and that. Well, I talked to a couple of people that saw James Cameron's Avatar, and they thought it was okay. Didn't think it was bad. It wasn't anything they'd want to see again. But they saw people leaving during the movie because it was 3 hours. And like, if you have to get up, go to the bathroom, you're going to miss something. I'd rather just watch it all.
Yep. Wait till it gets at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's. I think that if you had movies that were even just 2 hours, it'd be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And the context is much better. When's the last time you saw a 3-hour movie and every scene was, oh, I couldn't have watched the movie without that scene.
Right.
I needed that scene. Come on, there's some stuff in there that you probably didn't need to see. You probably could have trimmed that down a little bit.
I find myself actually like watching a movie and I like pause it and I'll get back to it the next day because it's like, oh, I only have so much time for it.
Yeah. I hate it about myself because it drives me crazy, but I'm the same way now. I don't have enough time to sit there and watch a 3-hour movie. At no point in my life do I have time for that. It's kind of how it has to be. So we're sending a shout out to all the directors out there. You know, shorten your films.
Hour and a half. 2 hours.
That's it.
We
that's
got it.
In and out. In and out. Get it done. you'll thank us. It's a lot cheaper, too.
Yes.
It makes the films a lot cheaper to make.
And it gets done faster, too.
Yes.
You can maybe do more of them throughout the year.
Actors,
you're welcome.
Actors would be freer to do other projects.
Yes.
They wouldn't be locked into a schedule as much. I mean, would be.
Why aren't they talking to us?
We just fixed the movie industry for you, everybody. You're welcome. You're welcome. December 28th, National Short Film Day. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And saving the best for last, the Pledge of Allegiance Day today. For many of us, the Pledge of Allegiance was something we knew by heart and recited each morning in school, with our right hand over our hearts and our eyes cast upward at the flag on the wall where we were taught to show our patriotism. The history of the pledge is long and fraught with controversy in recent years, so no individual American's experience with it is universal. Today, the Pledge of Allegiance goes as follows. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, what is controversial and what isn't controversial about that, I don't think is really, you know, our show and the time for, to be honest. Obviously, we don't, you know, shy away from controversy around here. And, if you've heard me talk on the air for 5 seconds, it's too much, probably, let alone controversial or something like that. I just don't. I don't want to sound like I don't get it, because I do get certain aspects of it and everything and why it's controversial. And I've heard the debates, the same debates all of you have heard. Mm-hmm. But for me, when I was a kid, and maybe it's because I moved around so much and I was in so many different schools, mm-hmm. One of the few consistent things was the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure.
And when I did it, I thought of my grandpa and my papa. Mm-hmm. I thought about the freedoms that I have, that mm-hmm. my mom and dad have to marry, mm-hmm. where they wouldn't have that in other countries.
Sure.
I just thought of the things that I love about America, the things I love mm-hmm. about this country, and how proud I am to be from this country. And honestly, again, another thing about me, if you've listened to me on the air, I'm a homer, mm-hmm. and I love rooting for my home teams,
yeah.
and America happens to be one of them.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of that for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to put like, well, this is how everybody should look at it. I don't mean that or anything like
right.
that. It's just when I think of the Pledge of Allegiance, when you hear me talk about the pledge, when you hear me talk about the flag or any of these things, that's for me what I'm thinking of. I also was raised by partially raised by two Marines who both believed in freedom of speech, mm-hmm. freedom of no matter what. And I got to talk to both of them about this, like things like kneeling, the Colin Kaepernick thing, kneeling at the flag and these
yep.
kind of things. And while one of my grandfathers didn't agree with it, he supported it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one supported it because that's what they fought for, was
yeah.
to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they took no insult to that whatsoever. Their pride, their love in their country, their love of, and belief in what they did and the men that they fought with and everything was not tied to a flag.
Mm-hmm.
It was not tied to any one symbol or anything like that. It was tied to the spirit and the idea of what this country is. This isn't a game of capture the flag, everybody.
No.
I mean, the flag is great. It's awesome. We don't let it touch the ground, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's a piece of material.
Mm-hmm.
If Spain comes over here and grabs our flag, it doesn't mean that we lose our country.
No.
It's like, oh,
no.
We lost our country. Who was supposed to watch the flag?
Right?
It's not like that.
Thank goodness, yeah.
So how much do you really need to put into, you know, this, and how much do you really need to put into your day-to-day spirit and what you really love? Like, it's one thing to back the country and to get all about it when controversy comes up.
Yeah.
But where are you on the day-to-day stuff?
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
Are the everyday thing? And where are you backing as much as that then? Or why does it take controversy for you to have pride in something?
Mm-hmm.
And why do you take such an affront to a way another American? Because they're just as American as you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I'm more American than the other person. That doesn't mm-hmm. exist.
Right.
All right? Just because you drive around with like 50 flags on your car and mm-hmm. a big belt buckle that says, I love America, so mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you love it more than I do.
Right.
How much have you done? How much of this is, you know, there's no comparing this kind of thing.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that way.
No, it should just be.
Just be supporting each other.
Yeah.
I mean, and honoring what's happened. And you were a smart young man, like early on, like you're not getting caught up in the words, but more just like, what does this mean? And I look at my grandparents who have served, or like the freedoms that it has brought. And I think we forget about those freedoms often. We forget about many other countries don't have those freedoms, and still to this day, they have to do what government says. And so I think, yeah, like you said, just daily, just being more aware of it, and
yeah.
the day to day adds up, not just the moment, like those big moments when we shine.
I appreciate you shining that way of reference to me as being smart. I would say obsessively overthinking. I would say much more that than smart, but I appreciate it.
Oh, come on, take a compliment from time to time.
I do not know how to take a compliment, as you could tell, but I just couldn't even talk there for 5 seconds. Like, I'm just so bad at it.
Okay, my goal today is going to be giving you so many compliments that you're just going to get better at.
I'm not going to look at you the rest of the show. The first iteration of a patriotic Pledge of Allegiance was penned in 1885 by Civil War veteran Colonel George Balch, but it shares almost no similarities to the Pledge of Allegiance many of us learned in grade school. It wasn't until 1892 that Francis Bellamy, an editor at the children's magazine The Youth's Companion, was asked to write a patriotic verse to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Columbus touching down on the continent that the official original version of the Pledge of Allegiance was written. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing that I have a crux about. Like, if you're going to get all bent out of shape about things, know your stuff.
Yeah, know your history.
Know your stuff, man.
Know your information.
Mm-hmm. We are going to take a quick commercial break, get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we're going to have some fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning's here at WFHR.
It's pretty magical.
Yeah, it is.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Ooh, some good classics.
Such a pretty voice.
Snow, well done.
Can't interrupt it. At the same time, I don't want to hear about snow right now. I don't want to. I mean, it's a beautiful voice. Beautiful voice. I don't want to hear about it. Do want to hear about Quality Foods. Our good friends over at Quality Foods IGA, who have two locations right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. We've been having a lot of fun with them. We gave away a turkey. We hammed it up. Mm-hmm. And now we are doing a New Year's basket giveaway. Been having a lot of fun with this, everybody. We've been able to play some trivia over the last couple of weeks. We ask you drinking questions. I mean, New Year's questions. And
almost like tip the cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much. And we've been having fun with this with the audience. What we're going to do right now, Katrina's going to ask you a question. You call up 424-2600. You get it right, or let's be honest, you get close to it.
Yeah.
Although this one I think they're going to get. And you will instantly qualify for this basket. We're going to give the basket, we're going to play one more time, I believe, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then late in the show, I believe, we're going to pull the winner. I think that's how that's going to work.
It's going to happen. The winner below on the 29th.
Yeah, so we're excited about this. We're right there near it. You could be one of our last qualifiers. We get two more. Get ready to call 424-2600 and answer this question for us.
Okay, the question is, what type of liquor goes best with an old fashioned? I'll say it one more time just because I want to make sure everybody heard that.
Sure.
What type of liquor goes best with an old fashioned?
Ooh.
Now, I feel like there could be a controversy on this. Like, people might have their preferences in different parts of the country or state, you know. But
that's a great point. That's a great point. That's why almost anything, as long as it's in the, you know, the vicinity, I think we'll probably get this one. You'll probably qualify for this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the better drinks in this state that you're going to have made for you. Most anywhere you go, they're going to be able to make this for you and make it darn good. Mm-hmm. Let's go and see if we have an answer. What's your answer? Hello?
Brandy. Yeah. Hello?
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi. What was your answer?
Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy will work. It works. It's fine.
There's kind of two answers for it.
Yeah, there is kind of two answers. Brandy
or whiskey.
Yep, there you got it. Nice. Yeah. Well done.
Can I get your first name, Miss?
Kim.
Kim, how are you, Kim?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing good. Kim, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner here. Kim, you're our qualifier. You're going to be wanting to listen tomorrow to find out if you won.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
You too. Kim, need you to hang on the line so I can get a little information from you. I'll do that real quick so you can get back to your day, though, okay?
No problem.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. We are going to catch up with Kim real quick. Mm-hmm. We'll come back and we'll take you to the top of the hour of the show. It's Katrina and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here on WFHR. Keep on listening around 8:04, 8:05, somewhere around there. We'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
Get a live update from them about what Mother Nature's got coming up for us. Came across this story. It happened on December 23rd. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Okay.
An Alabama hospital said a baby born there recently beat the odds. Excuse me. Recently beat the odds. And that didn't work. That didn't make it any better. That didn't.
You just take a sip, James. It's all good. Babies always beat the odds. In fact, they're always like, it's amazing the
well
fact
done.
That they,
very well
you
done.
Know.
A baby recently beat the odds. God, that was good improv by you. 133,000 to 1.
Oh, those can you say that odds. Number one more time?
133,000 to 1 to be born on the same day as both parents.
Oh, my goodness.
The Huntsville Hospital for Women and Children said in a Facebook post that Cassidy and Dylan Scott welcomed daughter Lennon on December 18th, giving her the same birthday shared by both her parents.
Oh, man.
All three of them got the same day. The hospital said it was a 1 in 133,000 chance of the mother, father, and baby all sharing the same birthday. The post said that Cassidy Scott had actually gone into labor on the 17th, but Lennon wasn't born until 12:30 a.m. on the 18th. So just barely got in there, but you got in there.
Right.
So I think this is kind of cool, and I think it's interesting. And what a moment that you'll never have another moment like that, and no matter nothing will ever happen.
Shared.
Is that though? But I don't have to share my birthday with them. My mom and dad.
That's the other thing.
I don't know about that. I don't know if this is like. It seems really cool right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it will at 16. I don't know.
Right.
You know that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But at the same time, I don't know. I bet the parents will put that attention onto the child and not as much them. And granted, when they get older, the parents will be like, "Well, we're going to go out for our birthday dinner."
Yes, yes.
And I also, they made history in a way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's also pretty cool. But wow, what those are really good odds. And I mean, like crazy odds that are so fun and fascinating.
Just incredible to me.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many great stories. There was a story of a goose that was frozen to wet sand that was rescued at Lake Michigan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that just came by and helped out. There was a stranded deer rescued from ice covered an ice covered Indiana pond.
Yeah,
there was a beautiful story again about some people. I believe even some firefighters helped out. Yeah, firefighters in Indiana helped out with that one. So there is so many of those types of stories out there. Want to touch on this one? A Michigan sheriff's office used a hovercraft to rescue a swan that got stuck to the newly formed ice on the lake.
Ooh.
The Oakland County Sheriff's Office said its search and rescue team responded to Voorhees Lake in Orion Township on a report of a swan stuck on the ice.
Hmm.
The team used the hovercraft to break up the ice around the swan, in the hopes of giving it a path to swim back to shore. But they ended up catching the bird in a blanket when it remained stuck in place. The swan was given a lift back to shore and turned over to Oakland County Animal Control to receive treatment for a suspected leg injury. But the swan is recovered and is okay.
Man, that's amazing.
It's a really cool story. So many human beings go out of their way to help out our animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the more beautiful things and one of the more beautiful actions I think a human being can do.
Yes.
But I have to be honest. The only reason I'm talking about this is because I wanted to say hovercraft. I never get to talk about hovercrafts. I just think it's so cool.
You should maybe look into more stories about a hovercraft.
I have to. First up, it's a fun couple of words to say there, hovercraft. It just and how many of us, raise your hand if you've ever been on a hovercraft, anybody? Like, I mean, it just seemed cool. Like, I would have like volunteered to help, like just go around, like just, you know, monitoring lakes just for animals, just so I could do this.
There you go. Side project for you.
Yes. I want there to be a part of the DNR or you know, forces or something where that's my job. I just drive a hovercraft all day.
Oh, goodness. I hope that like Pam's not listening to this right now. Any of the team, they're going to be worried. They're going to make sure there's no hovercrafts in the area of central Wisconsin.
If you want to get rid of me, this is the way to do it. Put a hovercraft in front. I might not even like it. You know, I've never driven one.
Right. You would never know until you try.
That would be such a letdown. You get on it, and it's like, oh, this isn't really that great. Right. I mean, that's not
goals. Cool. You know, we all have our goals, right? New Year's goals, right? This can be that. It can be your, you know, the year of 2023. I want to try to get on a hovercraft or learn more about hovercrafts.
Goals are good. I do like that, though. I do like the idea of that being one of my goals. That's something now I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about. That's going to be on my head. One of the things I do want to get into, and we'll probably do this maybe in a little bit, maybe next hour, 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. We'll see where we fit it in. I want to do this. It's kind of a continued story. I want to start it with you and kind of wrap up the conversation with Seth and Melissa tomorrow about the kind of a 2022 roundup, looking at the year in review, but looking at good news, the good news review, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that. But when you're talking about goals and talking about things for 2023, like
it's right there.
I kind of want to like nudge that in there, like riding a hovercraft in there. This was kind of cool, I thought. Study says petting dogs is good for the brain.
Oh, yeah.
Pets like pets. It is just common. It is known. It is how they got their name. But it is kind of interesting to think how this benefits us. I also want to say, as a part of this study, water is good for you. Like, of course, petting dogs is good, petting animals is good for you. I don't think we needed a study, but now we do have the science to kind of back it. There's a reason dogs are called man's best friend. It turns out that petting them is good for our brains. Petting a dog showed a boost in brain activity, according to a study recently published in the Journal of PLOS-1. In this study, researchers put brain scanners on people and had them pet a stuffed animal and a live dog. They found there was a big boost in brain activity when the person got to pet a puppy versus the stuffed animal. The boost was specifically the frontal cortex, the part of the brain that handles how we think and feel. As soft and cute and stuffed animals may be, researchers believe that real animal creates some emotional involvement, and that is why that's what activates our brain.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
The research supports using animal therapy to help people with everything from emotional issues to nervous system conditions like strokes, seizures, disorders, brain traumas, and infections. The other day I was, getting some stuff done for my folks around the house and, telling my dad to kind of take it easy. He's already working that hard. I just came home from work and he was busting, his bones all morning and everything. So like, you just go ahead and sit back for a bit. I was in the basement and I come upstairs and I hear him laughing and just like, Jimmy, you good? Jimmy? And just calling for me and everything. Like, what? I didn't know if something was wrong.
Are you okay?
So look at this. And he's pointing at a TV and there is this dog and this young little boy. And this dog has, I want to say it was some ungodly number of like 30, 40 some seizures or something that the dog had prevented because it could sense when the boy was going to have a seizure.
Oh, wow.
I think other people, maybe you have heard of this story, maybe you haven't. There's more than one of these stories. Mm-hmm. This is something that's, I wouldn't say common, but becoming more and more common where dogs are able to help people know that these things are going to happen before they even happen because they can smell something that something our body gives off that lets them know, hey, this person's going to have a stroke or a seizure. I'm sorry, it was seizures what it
seizures,
was.
Seizures, yep.
And my dad was so, like, he was, I don't want to say he was, like, in tears because he was, upset. He was so happy about this story that he was almost in tears, so excited about it. My father struggled with seizures when I was younger. And he hasn't had them in ages. But I think there was a part of him that got pulled into that story from that and everything.
Yeah,
and
he understands it. He's lived it.
It's one of those things. Oh, I've heard those stories before. Have you heard of
I have. Yeah, I've heard of them. And it's amazing how much animals can be our therapists in a sense. And there's a place locally in town. I'm forgetting the name. Why? Jacob's. It's like a horse. It's a ranch. They do therapy with the children who might have like autism, and the kids can go on there and they get therapy from the horses, and the horses obviously can sense their emotions too and can be more mild with certain kids. So, but that's just one example locally. But there's so many that are so cool. Like, pets are amazing and how much they understand. I mean, if you're having a grumpy day, that dog's like next to you or hiding. Like, it's either one or the two. But they're just amazing how much they can pick up on our emotions.
They're
feelers.
Yeah, they're feelers, all right. It's so darn cool the way that they are able to do this. There is the Rough Ranch I see here. There is also that's one. I know there was Natural Wisdom Counseling. There is also the Heartland Farm Sanctuary.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. In Dane County. That one's in Nature's Edge Therapy Center. There's a number of different places. I love that there's so many that I don't know the name necessarily of the one that you're talking. That really speaks to how much bigger this has gotten and how much more, the therapy animal thing is an actual, like, I think that at first, for some people, they thought it was kind of a fad, or they thought it was something that, they're just doing this to do it. They don't really need it. I think we're discovering more and more how accurate that stuff is. When we were kids was when a lot of the first diagnosis began of HDAD and a lot of that stuff. And there's plenty of people that will tell you, they overdiagnosed, and plenty of people say they underdiagnosed. Yep. I don't know the answers to that. But I do know that's when a lot of that stuff first started beginning. And I think those were the early days of us talking about mental health without really realizing it. When that stuff, shortly after that, is when I first started hearing about therapy animals and everything at a young age. And I can remember one of the first people I heard talk about it very almost like it was a fad.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't actually, like there was no benefit to it. It was just all in a person's head. It was a placebo effect, basically.
Mm-hmm.
To which outside of people like making money off of people, a placebo effect, I have no issue with. If it works, it works.
Right.
I don't like the idea of people paying like, here's $1,000 for my placebo effect.
Agreed.
That's not cool.
No.
But I also don't see a lot of harm in, you know, hey, this is working for me. Mm-hmm. Whether it's scientifically or not helping, this dog makes me feel better.
Right.
Now we have that data to actually show that.
We have that science. So cool.
I wonder what else we're going to uncover.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a while since we've been able to have pets on airplanes, too.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Pets can go on airplanes for that therapy dog, right? To calm the anxious person for flying and such. And I think that's been at least 15 years that's been able to happen. But yeah, it is really cool. What will the future be and in this specific area?
And I think, you know, we've gotten better. We're giving each other grace about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see us be able to do that with the animal part of things too,
where
we not only treating them better and treating them with more respect, but respecting people that do have that connection, that do have that. I don't put that on anybody. I mean, I think that a lot of people aren't animal people, and that's perfectly fine. That's okay. There's no issue. There's no requirement to that or anything. There's plenty of people that are animal people to make up for that. So, but I do think that everybody can give each other a little more grace on the subject. We were going to do a story we didn't have time for before the holidays, but again, another study that I had actually wanted to piggyback these together about more than half of adults would welcome a pre-owned gift this Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
and a big part of that was a lot of that started from because of people adopting dogs from shelters and tend to be older dogs and that kind of thing. But that's what got the study started, actually.
Oh, cool.
But this new, in its new, sir, I'll just go ahead and do it here quickly. But more than half of adults will welcome a pre-owned gift. The poll of 2,000 people who celebrate Christmas showed 19% expected to receive a secondhand gift this year, with 29% expecting the practice to become more common in the future. More than half, 58%, would feel positive about unwrapping a pre-owned item, and 46% said that they would be happy. They would be very actually happier to get one than a brand new thing. This was centered around a lot of clothes. A lot of people said that they didn't want new clothes. They wanted, you know, thrift stores, that kind of thing. And almost, like, I want to say 70% of the people that answered this, that said all that, 21 and under.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
That's cool.
That seems pretty cool to me.
Right?
I thought that was awesome. Mm-hmm. I certainly doesn't help you that much this year. Like,
right.
Hey, James, that would have helped me like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But something to keep in mind going forward.
Yeah, like maybe you have that old jacket that's been in the family that your, you know, 16-year-old granddaughter would be like, that is what I want. This is like, it's got your name on it. And I mean, retro in a whole different level is back. So,
yeah,
it is fun to think about. And also just like less waste, less cost of things when we all have a lot of stuff. And nowadays, I was just saying this to someone the other day. Christmas, I mean, it's kind of Christmas all the time. If you need something, you tend to get it. And our kids are seeing that too, sadly.
Yeah.
So Christmas isn't as special as it used to be because it's like, oh, you need this? Okay. It's not just like, you need a new pair of shoes? We'll get that. It's like, you need a new toy? We'll get it for you. Where, I don't know, growing up, we got things only on like birthdays and Christmas and very occasional other time. Nowadays, it's like you go to Walmart and you get a toy the next day. Like it's a wasteful society, and I think it's unfortunate for some kids too. They're not learning that.
I am a big, well said. I am a big believer in it's usually darkest before the light, and I wonder if we're going through a lot of that, and we'll come around the other side where Christmas will be just about the spirit of the day and all that, and the gift thing is kind of secondary.
Sure,
which is what a lot of people have always wanted it for it to be anyway. Most of us want it to be.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll push through because of all that. What you're saying with materialism or gift giving being such a common thing, maybe it won't be as unique part of the day, and the unique part of the day will be the way we treat each other.
Mm-hmm. Or inflation will drive those things.
One or the other, because the top reason for people doing this whole gift-giving thing, 50% of people said it was to save money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's a strong point right there. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll hear from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center and plenty more. It's Stephen. I almost called myself Stephen.
Yeah, it's Stephen and Katrina here, also known as James and Katrina here.
WFHR.